Welcome to Planning for the Future, the podcast.
We're sitting here with David Morgan. He is the president and CEO of the REIT Companies out of North Central Florida. Welcome to the show, David.
How you doing?
You are in North Central Florida, but I hear that you are originally from St. Louis.
Sure am. Yes, sir. Born and raised in St. Louis pretty much my first 20 years, and of course an avid Cardinal fan.
And you probably get a chance to see them during spring training too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, my father is over in Sarasota, and not this year, of course, with all the pandemic going on, but pretty much make it a habit to get over there at least once a year to check out a spring training game.
That's great. So let's get right into it. With the coronavirus pandemic that's going on right now, some people are getting a little worried about their finances. When it comes to planning for their long-term care, how do you go about easing their mind right now?
You know, great question. And that's one of the neat things that sets our firm apart, candidly. I've always maintained over the years, when the ocean rises, all boats rise. Nobody thinks they've had a problem the last 2 or 3 years because the market and everything was just going so well. We have a different approach than most people in the financial services industry, as well as in the estate planning field. And the two are very integral with each other. On the financial side, we employ very much what I call a defensive or stop-loss policy. So to kind of use an easy metaphor for folks to think about, when you have a flat tire and you're changing the flat tire on your car, you typically put the wrench on, you go up 10, 15 degrees, then you bring the wrench down and it locks in. Metaphorically and symbolically, that's the approach we take to wealth and financial management, which is to mean we believe in a very globally diversified portfolio, a lot of non-correlated asset classes. So if any one asset class, for example, large cap stocks, the Dow Jones Industrial, the S&P 500, are considered large assets, large asset classes, then if that one asset class starts to exhibit a lot of volatility or a downward trend, we convert that to cash. So in a very perverse way, I certainly don't wish ill will or bad things on anybody. But the neat part of our story is when folks are down 25, 30, 35%, we just statistically and historically do not have those kind of major drawdowns. I've got to be careful because of all the licensing and regulations, but I can say pretty equivocally that we don't have a lot of volatility and a lot of the huge drawdowns. The opposite side of that coin also is to make sure one's legal documents are in place. And that's certainly a function with financial power attorneys, medical power attorneys, all the medical directives. So the two are very inextricably woven. And again, we're actually busier now than we are in when times are doing real, real well.
Sure. Oh my gosh. I can imagine. Everybody's a little bit scared right now. And if you're there to, you know, kind of calm their nerves and let them know that they've done the right thing in the first place with their long-term care planning, and they've already bought that peace of mind, right?
Absolutely. And that's what's paramount. Most people, if they already have some sort of long-term care plan in place, this is often a good time for a review of that, because laws change, circumstances change, people's immunity system, for example, might even change. So even if you have something in place, it often makes sense to have that reviewed. And of course, if you don't have anything in place, which unfortunately many folks do not, this is an absolutely critical time to have that kind of thing looked at, because when we have an issue or potential problem, it's the old adage, if you don't take care of it, it doesn't typically go away. So it's a perfect time to kind of start thinking about what plans do you have in place to protect your assets both now and into the future.
That really is a great point. And, you know, again, that peace of mind certainly does help people sleep at least a little bit better, especially with everything that's going on right now. Why have one more thing hanging over your head? So if you were talking to someone who has not done any of their long-term care planning or anything like that right now, how do you go about getting them started?
You know, that's a great question. I think the best way to frame the answer to that question is to address what I hear are probably the two most commonly asked questions for anybody, especially pre-retirees and retirees. And number one question is often, how can I make sure that I never run out of money? Well, there are some models and algorithms and illustrations we can address that. But directly correlated to that second question is, what about my poor or failing health into the future? Because all statistics will tell us 6, 7 out of 10, depending on who you read, 6 or 7 or 10 out of us will have some sort of long-term care issue or medical ailment before we leave this good earth. So typically what we want to do is what I call an MRI, or do an x-ray of one's financial holdings to make sure that they have some sort of protection or cushion. Frankly, many don't. And then secondarily, if they don't, or often feel they may need more, what we then do is try to look at ways of positioning assets to mitigate those future healthcare related issues and cost. And it's just absolutely astounding. It's kind of what I call the white elephant in the room. If 7 out of 10 of us know that statistically we're going to have a potential medical or healthcare issue, that's a pretty high percentage of something to not to pay attention to. So again, what we try to do is do what I call an x-ray or
MRI.
MRI, thank you, of their existing situation, and then find out ways to fine-tune it, mitigate, and minimize potential future issues in this whole healthcare arena.
This is Planning for the Future with our guest, David Morgan. To get a free copy of David's book, call 855-904-REAP. That's 855-904-REAP.
No two cases are the same. Nobody is the same. Everybody is a unique situation. That's what makes your job, you know, a little more fun and yet challenging at the same time, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there's a whole lot that goes into this, too. You can have two 60-year-old individuals, one male, one female. They have different life expectancies. They obviously come from a different gene pool. So there's a whole host of variables and factors that all have to be taken into account. So joy and calling of my field and what I'm doing is that we want to find solutions that are customized, because everyone has a different medical and personal and family history. So the neat part of my work is to try to find solutions that are tailored and customized to each individual.
And then when putting it into the long-term care planning, you have to think that you're buying that, again, we keep saying peace of mind, but you can't plan for a heart attack, you can't plan for a stroke, you can't plan for Alzheimer's.
Well, absolutely, and that's what's interesting is they've done a number of studies, and the bulk of retirees' illnesses and medical ailments are typically unexpected. My mother, candidly, passed away with Alzheimer's and dementia, so one of the challenges that people think is the old adage, that's for other people, that's never going to happen to me. But we know, again, statistically, 7 out of 10 times we're going to have a medical issue. So I'll share a quick little narrative with you. One of my dear clients up in Atlanta before I moved down to Florida worked for one of the major airlines, and he had a great point. He said, if you got on an airplane and sat in the seat and the pilot got on the air or the intercom and said, you know, folks, we just looked at the weather pattern and our instrumentation panels, and it says there's a 70% chance that we will not be able to land this airplane safely. How many people do you think would stay on the airplane?
That's a pretty telling, you know, sort of anecdote, to put it that way. You know what I mean?
Well, absolutely. And to kind of follow up on that situation, one of my friends in the industry, kind of unrelated but sort of in the industry, sells property and casualty insurance. And he says, you know, the average American has about a 1 in 1,000 chance of having a home fire, a fire in their home sometime in a year. Yet all the companies, mortgage companies and most HOAs and home related places require some sort of homeowners insurance for only 1 in 1,000 chance of something happening. And it's kind of like auto insurance. I think I read the average chance of an auto crash or wreck is about 1 in 100. But yet we all have to have auto insurance. So I just frame it. If we have a 1 in 100 or a 1 in 1,000 chance of something happening and we protect it, does it not also make sense to protect something that has a 7 in 10 chance of happening?
Oh, absolutely. And it was nice that you brought up the auto insurance. That's what people typically think of long-term care planning is more of an auto insurance. They think of it as the use it or lose it type scenario, where it's changed now. It's completely different than what it used to be. Now, even if you don't use that long-term care planning, you can still use it for something. or it will go to your children. It's not like, oh, well, that you paid for that car insurance, but you know, you didn't get in an accident for 15 years, but thank you for all that money you gave us.
Absolutely. You bring up a wonderful point. I was at a workshop outside of Kansas City area, good old another Missouri stomping ground, and one of the instructors had a wonderful line. He said, insurance is to protect against loss. The new long-term care policies espouse and believe is protection. Protection is has a different framework than insurance, and protection simply means I want to protect me and my family, and hopefully I'll never need or use it. But and if I do not use or need it, there's still something I can pass on to my spouse and or my children. So I love that analogy, because insurance always implies some sort of a catastrophe or loss. And you said it right. It's not just that. It's saying, I'd like to have something, some equity, some value in what I have. So if I never use it or need it, there's something to pass on to the next generation.
That brings me to a point, too. Since things have changed and times have changed, do you see more people involving their children when they're doing their planning? I mean, obviously, you know, people in the past have always been more private. Like, I didn't know what my parents' finances were like, but I know that when it comes to my kids, you know, they have an idea, you know, they don't know exactly, but they know, you know, and we want to involve them in case something happens, because, you know, they should know, they should be able to, you know, be part of that.
Great question. In fact, that's kind of the neat and fun part of my work, is because we do a lot of the estate planning. A lot of people want to know that when they're protecting assets, both for themselves and their spouse, that there's some sort of legacy or some safeguards in place for the children. So I say probably more than half the time, the bulk of my clientele do like to involve the children. Now, that doesn't mean they have to tell them everything, but certainly, if nothing else, it makes sense for two families to advise the children or the offspring, you know, where the documents are located, how to access them. And absolutely, I think I heard a great line. The living will is not just for a will to express your wishes for medical situations while you're alive, but it's also a loving will, loving from the standpoint of it's a loving, caring thing to do, to let your family and the ones you care about know, if not the details of your situation, where they can at least locate and find them. And I got to tell you, I've had a number of cases over the years where the beneficiaries, child, grandkids, whoever, don't even know where mom or dad or the deceased person left their documents. They can't even find them.
That probably happens more often than not.
Yeah.
You know, the other scenario that you see a lot is times have really changed. When it comes to that planning, the kids have more money than the parents did. So now the kids are saying, listen, don't worry about us. We don't need your money. You guys go ahead and have fun and enjoy your life. Do what you need to do. Whether they want to retire to Florida or they want to go on trips, say they like to travel, things like that, you know, go ahead and use your money, because, you know, we've made a good life for ourselves and we just want you to enjoy your time.
So that's a great point. And then, you know, again, I think in the age of the internet and electronics communication and social media, the world has become more transparent, and kind of the good side of all this, we are involving our children and offspring more, and there's a greater sense of transparency of, you know, let's make sure that it's not just about protecting mom or dad or the parents, it's about protecting the entire estate, both for now and into the future.
That's a great point. Like you said, because times have changed, you don't see as much of that multi-generational household. So it used to be that the kids would, you know, they would grow up, they would move out, and then when the parents got older, they would move back in with the kids and they would take care of the parents. You don't see that as much anymore. A lot of it because, you know, the parents are moving away. You know, they're moving all over the country. There's not so much of, like I said, that multi-generational household anymore.
Absolutely. In fact, that's kind of what's interesting is our country has a lot more autonomy that way, and families living in different cities and states and compared to other parts of the world. So the reason for getting one's long-term care and medical issues in order is for that very reason. They might need to contact a son or daughter in an entirely different part of the country immediately. And that son or daughter, again, needs to know, where are mom and dad's documents? How are we going to cover these various incidental and long-term costs that are involved?
Can you do a lot of your work over the electronic media?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think ultimately most people at some part of the planning process want to have an in-person visit or consultation. But the neat part of our work is because of the electronics and social media, we can do a lot by means that we didn't have even 20 or 30 years ago.
Just being in touch, you know, so as opposed to, you know, someone who's worried about what they've done or their investments or anything like that, they can just reach out, and it's not something that, you know, they have to wait on hold for you. I'm sorry that, you know, David's on a call right now. He'll get back to you. They can just, you know, send out a text or an email or something like that with any concerns, and you can get back to them probably quicker and easier than, you know, back in the old days, right?
Well, absolutely. That's what's amazing nowadays is in the old days, it was either a phone call or you get a busy signal, or if they weren't home, it would just ring and ring until you had to call back. Nowadays, between voicemail and email and texting and all sorts of other alternative media sources, there's all sorts of ways to reach out and touch somebody. So I heard a wonderful line. I think electronically, we're a lot more connected and interconnected than we were before. But ultimately, I do think somewhere in the process, I guess this is my Midwestern upbringing, we need to have a personal touch. And that can't be done over a phone line or an email. So I think, again, you need a blend of both styles.
Sure. So as far as where you are based, what makes North Central Florida unique as a market?
You know, great question. Many folks have said, isn't that sort of kind of like the Deep South? I said, well, not quite, but the neat part of where we are, basically from Daytona north to Jacksonville and then all the inland parts of that area, is we have a lot of vegetation. We actually have, somebody once said, three seasons. We don't have a lot of winter per se, but we get more cooler nights here. It's less densely populated. And candidly, it's a little more what I define as a quieter, more normal lifestyle. It's not quite as crowded and frenetic as South Florida. And candidly, just the quality of life, I think, is much more what I think most Americans, all things being equal, would like and enjoy. It is just a lot to offer in terms of amenities and leisure activities. But again, it doesn't have the horrible northern winters. And my mother used to get phone calls from people in St. Louis, our hometown, or Minnesota, where they moved to for a while. And they'd ask, how do you handle the heat down there? And she always had a wonderful answer. You don't have to shovel it.
You don't have to shovel it. That's great. I want you to know that I'm stealing that line.
This is good. Okay. It's not copyrighted. So
awesome. So you also have a New York Times best-selling book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, right?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
And people can get a free copy of that. And we'll make sure that we have all that information on how they can get their free copy. And it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, David. I think we may have to do this again, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to keep in touch with you. And hopefully, if you're originally a St. Louis, or originally a Chicago native, but now St. Louis, we'll have some good baseball talk.
Absolutely. I'm wearing a Cardinals shirt as we speak. I hope that doesn't offend anybody, but I am wearing a Cardinals shirt as we speak.
This is good to know you've been converted.
Well, I'll send you down some toasted raviolis and you send me up some sunshine, okay?
There we go. Sounds like a deal.
All right. Thanks again. David Morgan, he is the president and CEO of REAP Companies out of North Central Florida. Thanks again, David. You have a great day.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Planning for the Future, the podcast. To get a free copy of David's book, call 855-904-REAP. That's 855-904-REAP. Planning for the Future is brought to you by the Elder Care Media Network and produced by thepodcastproshop.com.